About tea time, I rang Jim Brass, who was the local controller, civil defence, and I said, "Jim, are we going to have a flood?" And he said, "I don't know, Anne. I don't know." And by that time, I was getting pretty cagey. So what I did, and I've trained all my helpers to do, when you think a disaster is imminent, or it's happened but you still haven't been called, you pack up toilet gear and a sleeping bag and a change of clothes and you just have it sitting at the ready. And I did that. Well, that night it rained and it rained and it rained, and about 1 o'clock in the morning I put my sleeping bag, etc., in the car, and I just had a gut feeling that I had to go to Civil Defence Headquarters. I had a Statesman car at the time, which was a big old, very heavy car and very low in the chassis. I drove down to Rimple Street and turned into, I can't remember whether it was Ness or Nith. It was pitch dark, it was pouring with rain, and I could only see what the two headlights could pick up. In front of me, as I drove trying to get to the city, were cars stranded on the road with both doors, both sides open, with the water going in one side and out the other. And here I am on my own trying to get through this deep water, because we're getting near the Puny Creek. There on either side of the road, every so often, there are round circles which hold, I don't know, they're water things. Well, they'd all burst, and they were like big fountains up in the air.
Oh my.
You know, big pillars of water spurting up. It was like driving through a marble archway sort of thing, but it was water. And I was absolutely terrified. I had to keep going. If I'd stopped, I would never have got back.